don't have official confirmation from Vika King that she speak to the press, most especially the international press, but I can tell you this much, that we carry on the police to this morning upon the request by the police, and they have all detained.
Did the police say why they are detaining her?
Yes, they said the COT count unofficially. One is murder, second is criminal conspiracy, lastly, making false statements before the law enforcement officers.
And this is in connection with what?
Well, it is in connection with the case that he reported. He was disturbed 3 times on one occasion. Her lesson plate were pulled out from her car, and she reported that officially before the Liberian National Police. To the best of our knowledge, there has been no official investigation to that matter. It has been laying down. And the second was an attack on her house. Then the following day, another attack. All these incidents were reported to the Liberian National Police. To the best of our knowledge, there has been no investigation into those matters. The last was where someone entered her house, and according to information from her and the occupant, somebody died. The police, in their best judgment, there was no tampering, nobody entered the house. And so the tantrum in the manner informed they have done.
I spoke with Councillor Musu Scott in March this year, and she indicated that she thought that she was being framed. How do you think she's going to plead?
Well, I am aware that from the way she confided in me, she had done nothing. And so her plea would be not guilty, not at all. Her conduct does not amount to guilt. To amount to guilt in criminal justice, there must be a criminal culpability, and that must be your individual action, individual and collective action, in the manner informed they are citing them for conspiracy. That does not exist as far as their estimation, their narrative to all is concerned.
Where is the counselor now? Has she posted a bill?
She is in police detention along with other members of her family.
What I mean, are there any attempts for bail?
Well, we have not seen any attempt by people to file bail at the Liberian National Police. Throughout, they have been cooperating with all. They have been signing for all at the end of the funding because she was a complainant. But today, it took a different tone. Today, she became a defendant. Maybe the investigation will start anew.
What is the process?
The bail is the subject matter of the court. Police don't grant bail for people. They don't have that authority. But they have the authority to use their discretion to allow a member of the family or a lawyer to sign for them. But to grant bail for you to go, that is not within your authority. You don't have that authority. It is not within your purview. And under the law, you cannot assume what is not expressly or impliedly given to you. So they cannot grant bail. But they have the discretion to tell any member of the family or the lawyer to sign for them to appear when they need them. Like we have been cooperating with them as complainants.
All right, Councillor, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome, Dr.